USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Provisions included in a draft version of President Biden's social spending bill would violate his pledge that tax hikes will affect only those Americans earning $400,000 or more per year, according to an analysis released Thursday by the nonpartisan Tax Policy Center. Taking into account all major tax provisions, roughly 20% to 30% of middle-income households would pay more taxes in 2022, according to the Tax Policy Center. President Biden Wednesday from the Port of Baltimore in Maryland.
How many times, if you don't live in an area where you have high-speed internet you can afford, how many times you've driven your kids to the parking lot of McDonald's and sat there going off the McDonald's internet so you could hear?
A staggering 93% of American adults use the internet, according to Pew Research. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, and they're worried they're stuck with it. One that costs too much or doesn't meet their needs, or for whatever reason, they're just not happy with it. If that is you, some great news. There really is another choice. It's called MediShare, and it's such a great option, especially if you're self-employed, changing jobs, or part of the gig economy. Here's what you get when you switch to MediShare. First, huge savings. The typical family saves $500 a month. You also get a massive doctor network. You can just use the doctor of your choice, or MediShare's free 24/7 telehealth option. And you get to be part of something you can believe in. MediShare is a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. No wonder MediShare gets double the customer satisfaction ratings compared with typical health insurance. So no, you are not stuck. You've got a great alternative. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The partisan January 6th Select Committee is not concerned with facts, the law, or executive privilege. It only seeks a narrative to distract from the failing Biden administration. That's according to former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows on Newsmax.
And yet it's been basically their way or the highway, and so they took a very aggressive move today, and sadly, I think what most Americans are seeing this is an attempt to really keep the focus on January 6th and not on their failing Biden administration policy.
President Joe Biden will sign a bipartisan infrastructure bill on Monday at a ceremony that will include members of Congress who helped write the legislation, the White House said on Wednesday. The House of Representatives passed the $1 trillion package of highway, broadband, and other infrastructure improvements last week. It was passed by the Senate in August. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Britney Spears is free from her conservatorship after a judge ruled in favor of termination Friday.
Success for the Free Britney movement, as Britney Spears is free of that conservatorship that has guided her life for the past 13 years. Judges ruling yesterday that ended that court-ordered conservatorship that left her father in charge of her affairs. Britney Spears' lawyer telling reporters after the ruling came down that it was, of course, a very monumental day in the life of Britney Spears.
It's also a somber day for me, for Britney, and I think for a lot of us who have been following conservatorships and how they operate. This conservatorship was corrupted by James P. Spears.
In the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A U.S. appeals court has rejected a challenge by President Joe Biden and his administration on Friday and reaffirmed its decision to put on hold Biden's order for companies with 100 workers or more to mandate COVID-19 vaccinations. The mandate is staggeringly overbroad, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans said in an opinion on Friday. The three-member panel of the court ordered OSHA to take no steps to implement or enforce the mandate until further court order. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.